He has kindly provided his reflection for us through the magic of a video. The actual title of this message is called Everything Changes.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry that I'm not able to be with you this morning. It would be a massive understatement to say that this weekend has turned out very differently than I expected. A scratchy throat that turned out to be COVID turned my plans for the weekend upside down. I had actually planned to spend all day on Saturday singing with my men's choir at our annual rehearsal workshop. Instead, I needed to stay home and make alternate plans for our service today. So my thanks to all those who have stepped up to help with the service in different ways. But I need to tell you, I was pretty upset when I found out that I would need to stay home, both on Saturday for the choir thing and, of course, today for worship. But what could I do? I had to let go of my expectations for the weekend. It was the only way to move forward. Jesus said, "Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over." In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. "If any of you wants to serve me, then follow me," said Jesus. "Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice." Jesus says that we can't always hold on to old ways, and we can't be afraid of letting go, so that we can grow into something even more beautiful. But letting go is sometimes very, very hard, isn't it? The question that Jesus is asking us all is, what are we holding on to so tightly that we might actually be destroying the possibility of a life that is flourishing and that can only come when we let go? What are we being invited to let go of that will allow us to be more reckless in our love? The last 2 weeks, as we've been thinking about change in our lives and in our world, we've considered that as human beings, we are actually made for change. We've reflected on the way that lasting change comes when it happens from the inside out, and how the Spirit enables us to make lasting change in our lives. But we know that no matter what motivates us to change, we often resist it, right? Discomfort is what happens where you try something new, and although it might look and feel great when you first try it on, like maybe a new pair of shoes that looked and even felt good in the store, but when you get them home and try walking around in them, they start to hurt your feet because you're not used to them. It takes time. But anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. Step three in embracing change is to be willing to let old expectations fall away. It is tough to do. I know I really struggle with it. But if we hold on too tight to what has been and what really is no longer, to the life that we don't actually have anymore, the danger is we might just destroy the life we can have. I came across a remarkable story this week that I want to share with you. This, here in this picture, is Daryl Davis. Daryl was a successful musician who played with the likes of Chuck Berry and B.B. King and Jerry Lee Lewis and Muddy Waters. However, he also forged a very different kind of legacy. He went out of his way to befriend the KKK Grand Wizard. That's the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Roger Kelly was his name. Daryl spent years building trust with Roger and laying the foundation of what would become a friendship. They broke bread at each other's tables. They welcomed each other into their homes. And most importantly, Davis cultivated an atmosphere of listening. He didn't hate Kelly because Kelly hated him as a black man. Instead, he listened to Roger Kelly. And eventually, Kelly started listening to him. This led to the two people realizing that they had far more in common than not. And in the end, Kelly denounced his ties to the KKK. So much so that he handed his hood and robe to Daryl Davis, and you see him here with that hood and robe. In total now, Davis has seen over 200 Klan members walk away from the KKK and hand their robes over to him. Daryl Davis is a world changer. He is replacing hate with love because love conquers hate every time. Daryl let go of all the good reasons he had to mistrust and reject the members of the Klan and to treat them as enemies. And his willingness to listen and be a friend helped even the Grand Wizard of the KKK to let go of his fear and hatred. Friends, change can be a great challenge sometimes. It makes us terribly uncomfortable and can push us to the breaking point. But Jesus invites us into the powerful act of letting go in order to find the beautiful life that is real and eternal. O God, may we let go of needing things to be the same, so you might create a future that is more loving than we have yet imagined. Thanks be to God. And also my thanks to my colleagues, the Reverend Lee Ann Shields and the Reverend Nancy Talbot, for sharing their sermons to help me write this reflection. Amen.